In the early 20th century, tribal members of the Osage Nation in Oklahoma became extremely wealthy after discovering oil underneath their reservation. Then, dozens of Osage members started turning up murdered in a vast conspiracy meant to redirect their wealth into the hands of white men. In the recent book, Killers of the Flower Moon, author David Gran explores this chapter in American history, how it ended up as the FBI's first major murder investigation, and its lingering effects. Gran visited the University of Wyoming as a guest lecturer, and I spoke with him about how he first became interested in the Osage Indian murders.
I, like many people, was unfamiliar with the story until somebody had mentioned it to me and this part of history. And I made a trip out to the Osage Nation in 2011, and I made a trip to the Osage Nation Museum. And when I was there, I saw this great panorama photograph on the wall, which was taken in 1924. And it shows members of the Osage Nation along white settlers. And it looked very innocent, but I noticed that a portion of the photograph was missing. And I asked the then museum director what had happened to that part of the photograph. And she said she had decided to remove it because it contained a figure so frightening. And she then pointed to that missing panel. She said the devil was standing right there. She then went into the basement and brought up an image of that missing panel, and it showed one of the conspirators, one of the people who had killed the Osage. And for me, I just kept thinking about that fact that the Osage had removed the photograph not to forget what happened, but because they can't forget. And yet so many people, including me, had no knowledge of this history. And that's what really began the project and kind of galvanized me to do it, to kind of fill in those blanks that was a part of our history.
Coming in as a white man who had no knowledge of this, how did you make sure that the Osage voice and history and memory was present?
Yeah, a large part of the book is told from the vantage point based on the records of one woman named Molly Burkhart, who was a really astonishing Osage woman. She was born in the 1880s in a wigwam speaking Osage. Within a few decades, because of the oil money, she's living in a mansion. She has white servants. She's married to a white settler. And her family is being targeted one by one by this conspiracy. Her older sister, Anna Brown, disappears one day in 1921. Molly looks everywhere for her, and Anna's later found in a ravine. She's been shot in the back of the head. Molly's mother, soon after, grows mysteriously sick, and within a couple months has died. Evidence would later indicate that she had been poisoned. So within 2 months, Molly had lost both her mother, her older sister, and she had a younger sister named Rita, who moved into a house near Molly. And one day at about 3 a.m, Molly heard a loud explosion. She gets up, she goes to the window, and she sees this large orange fireball rising in the sky, and somebody had planted a bomb underneath her sister's house, killing her sister's husband, and an 18-year-old white servant who lived in the house. I tell all that because Molly was at the center of what was transpiring, and yet in so many of the official accounts, her story was kind of not told. What it felt like to be her, what that experience was like. And so for me, it was very important to try to tell that Osage perspective, to tell Molly's perspective, and make sure I recorded it as faithfully as possible. I wish I'd found even more records, but I spent many years trying to make sure that that part of the story was told, because that part of the story was often missing from the official accounts.
The stories you write about, especially your books that you really delve into the research for, are often filled with mystery and with tragedy. The Killers of the Flower Moon, in particular, exploring that racism and greed. With all of this mystery and tragedy, you know, first off, are you all right? And second off, you know, how do you stay upbeat?
In dealing with the social injustice, for example, like with killers, and I do write about a lot of tragedies, but I find a great deal of inspiration in these stories. I mean, Molly is an inspirational figure. She is someone who kind of bravely and defiantly crusaded for justice at a time when her perspective was often being neglected because she was a woman, because she was Native American, and often amid great danger, often putting a bullseye on her back. So I find you know, even amid the kind of sinisterness that is happening, somebody who is amazingly inspirational. And even in a story like this, there was a man named Tom White, who was a early lawman who pursued the justice often very quietly amongst great danger. And so I find in these stories, I mean, The Killers of the Flower Moon is a story about evil, but it's also a story about goodness. And that goodness is important to hold on to.
Looking at a case that's 100 years old and the difficulty that there was in seeing things for what they were back then, really only putting the pieces together in hindsight, having a vantage point of history, can we harness any of that hindsight to our advantage today?
Well, I think we can't understand the present unless we understand the past, because the past reverberates and informs it. And for example, I don't think you would understand the protests at Standing Rock over the Access Pipeline unless you understand the Osage case. And after my book came out, I met an Osage who had served in the U.S. Army. He was a veteran. He received a Purple Heart. And during the Standing Rock protests in North Dakota over the Access Pipeline, he had walked all the way, or nearly all the way, from Oklahoma to North Dakota, which is a long way, especially when you've been wounded in the knee very severely. And he told me during that walk he had thought about the Osage murders. And the particulars of what was happening nearly 100 later is different in many ways. The Sioux didn't have oil. They weren't getting wealthy from the oil. But as this Osage told me, that the issue was still fundamentally the same, which was about the rights of American Indians to protect their lands.
David Gran is a staff writer at The New Yorker and the author of the book Killers of the Flower Moon, among others. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.